You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Cynthia Kochowski, the founder of three companies, two fabulous semiconductor and one software company. She has been involved in numerous startups and has served on advisory boards. Prior to this, she held technical, marketing, and management positions at corporations such as IBM and Matrox Electronics. She is also the author of several business books on startups and entrepreneurship. Certainly a perfect person to have as a guest on EPN. Cynthia, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Why did you create the training course that you offer? Let's start there.
I offer a course. It's called Business Experiments. And what I've seen among the entrepreneurial community is that far too many new businesses fail unnecessarily. And most of it comes down to the mindset and perspective of the entrepreneur. And the problems start at the very beginning. Most of the times when people start a new business, they expect it to unfold in a very precise, organized manner, as if it's a cookbook and you're following a recipe and you start at the beginning and you get to the end and you get to the results, you know, just as if the instructions said. And this is like the wrong mindset for an entrepreneur to take, because that's the approach that causes many businesses to fail, because they start with the recipe, which in this case is the business plan, and they follow the steps and they don't get what they expect. And the problem is when an entrepreneur starts a new business, it's really a whole new experience for them. And instead of being following the recipe, they're more like the chef creating the recipe. So they have to have this mindset that everything is subject to change, and that everything about the business is really a business experiment. And until they conduct all the experiments and figure out what works and what doesn't work, they don't really have a viable business yet.
You speak of replacing the business plan. Why is that?
A lot of problems with the business plan is it sets this, like I said earlier, the mindset within the entrepreneur that this is their set of instructions. And the problem is that usually when you start a business plan, you have to have, you know, a proven set of instructions if you expect to get the end result with certainty. And most of the time, that's not true with entrepreneurs. What they've done is they've done a lot of market research, and they've done a lot of, you know, thought as to how they want the business to unfold. But the reality of the matter is that business plan is mostly a bunch of assumptions and guesses and estimates and just wishful thinking. There's no real hard fact in it. When I worked for IBM, business plans were hard facts because IBM had a proven method of doing business, and pretty much business plans were just copied from project to project, and we knew pretty much 95% of what was in there was fact. New business owners who are entrepreneurs don't have that benefit. They don't have a proven method of doing business yet. And so if you go through their business plan, you line by line, and you ask them, is this really, you know, fact, or is this an assumption or a guess or an estimate? What you'll find is most of the business plan is nothing more than a bunch of guesses, wishful thinking. It's a pile of assumptions. It should start with once upon a time, and then they follow it expecting to get, you know, a solid result, when they should start with something more like a concept plan, which allows them to experiment, because it sets the mindset that this is an experimental new business and we have to figure out what it is we need to do.
That's some very sound advice. Now, why is the concept of business experiment so important and powerful?
The reason it's so powerful is because it sets the mentality from the very beginning. It sets the attitude that it's everything you're going to do in the business, from the product to how you sell that product, to the business model, to how you operate that business, is all subject to change because you don't really know what it is you're doing yet and what it is that works. So it allows the entrepreneur to give himself permission to fail, you know, and that's a big concept, because so much of business failures are caused by expectations. The entrepreneur expects certain things to happen, and when they don't happen, they become disappointed and depressed because things aren't unfolding the way they expect. But if they look at everything that they do, from how they set the pricing to the new product to how they're operating their business internally, is it's all an experiment until they figure out what's worked, then it becomes okay in their mind to fail and try something new and tweak it. It's not like every time they do it, it's a big, like, you know, they're thinking to themselves, I've failed here, I'm a disappointment.
Today we're joined by Cynthia Kochalski, the founder of three companies, has been involved in numerous startups and has served on advisory boards and is also the author of several business books on startups and entrepreneurship here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. This course also includes a lecture on common mistakes. What can you tell us about this?
Okay, so some of the common mistakes that people make. One of the common mistakes is a lot of people focus too much on the product up front. They basically get themselves really involved in the product development or the defining of the service. And most of that is because entrepreneurs come with some type of skilled or technical background. And they neglect the various aspects of the business that go around it, or the business of the product, the business of the service. And so what happens is, they don't think about what is really the simple, basic, fundamental equation of a business. A new business is a product plus customers plus revenue. It's not just the product. Yet, at the beginning, they have a tendency to delve into that product, focus immensely on that product, and neglect the customers plus the revenue. Ultimately, it's a business. And, you know, and the business is about, you know, selling the product, not about the product itself. And so a lot of, you know, problems that you have has to do with not focusing on the complete equation at the very beginning. For example, one such thing that I can tell you that entrepreneurs tend to do is they develop a product, and then they get, and then they sell it to a bunch of customers, and then they want to go back and see whether those customers are happy or unhappy, whether they're satisfied or unsatisfied. And what they do is they spend all their time trying to focus on the customers that are unhappy and unsatisfied and trying to make them happy. When you're a new business, you need to focus on the ones that are the happiest because you want to find more of them. You know, you want to find much more of those customers than you do about fixing the problems with the unsatisfied customers.
Cynthia, I understand you wrote an ebook to go with the course. How does the ebook complement the training course?
Well, the ebook goes, you know, goes more in-depth, and it reminders and has more examples in it as to how, you know, how to implement, you know, conducting and designing business experiments. Because this whole process that I'm talking about starts with writing what I call a concept plan, which is a twist on the, you know, the business plan, because basically in the concept plan, the entrepreneur acknowledges all the assumptions and unknowns and the lack of fact in the business plan. And these are the things that the business experiments have to basically find out. So the entrepreneur is more like a discoverer or an explorer, where they're trying to take all of these things that their business hinges upon, and they're basically conducting business experiments in order to, you know, find out all of these unknowns. And the book goes through that entire process in more detail.
Now tell our listeners where they can get more information online and also to be in touch there as well.
Okay, so you can get more information online from my website, which is CynthiaKochalski.com. That's CynthiaKochalski.com. And the course itself is on Udemy, which is Udemy.com. And you can do a search on business experiments.
Very good. In conclusion and customary on the show, Cynthia, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in that's possibly desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener today?
I would tell the listener this. I have worked with literally hundreds of startup companies, and I can honestly tell you that of all the entrepreneurs and all the startup companies that I've worked with and all the new businesses, that every one of those entrepreneurs could have been highly successful and could have had a thriving new business. That the difference really isn't the product itself or how they operate the business or how they envision it on day one. It's really the attitude of the entrepreneur who's sitting there saying, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to have a thriving business. Now, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, you know, to do that. And so I'm willing to look at my product, and everything I'm thinking about on day one is something that I can change, because I believe that everybody can be, you know, be a successful entrepreneur. And it's not something like they're not special out there. They're just average people who really worked at it and looked at it as a more of a scientific process of to discover the right product and the right, you know, mix for the market.
Very good advice. She is Cynthia Kochalski, the founder of three companies, two fabulous semiconductor and one software company. She's been involved in numerous startups and has served on advisory boards. Prior to this, she held technical marketing and management positions at corporations such as IBM and Matrox Electronics. She is also the author of several business books on startups and entrepreneurship. And the website of reference once again is CynthiaKochalski.com. Cynthia, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Likewise, I did as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business, because it's really hard to get out of. Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
Well, I think number one is to persevere, because there's a lot of people that are going to tell you no, and that it won't work, but you need to trust your gut and just go for it.
Well, I always tell everybody do opposite of what I've done, but the big thing is, of course, never give up and don't listen to all the negative people. Just do what you want to do and continue to try day in and day out a little bit towards your goal, and you'll get there.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.